You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, they don't want to play my song. Why this happen? Okay, I will play anyway. Why? Yeah. Okay, now I feel like this is my show. Sun is going down. That's my song. And I always start accent on playing this one. But again, accent on Alona Europa. Another Monday, and hopefully many, many Mondays ahead of me. And I love Mondays. Most people hate Mondays. I would love to ask the same question to my guest. And today is this one special show because I have somebody that I met, I think, 3 months ago on very interesting show. Her name is...
Alexandra Kaniak.
Oh, Alexandra Kaniak. I hope people understand we have a little bit similar accents, which means that Alexandra is from...
Poland as well, yes.
Two Polish girls, and we have almost 1 hour to ourselves, and that doesn't happen too often. I have many, many guests, but I think I never have the chance to really know somebody. And you know how this is like the best way to bring somebody to the studio. I can ask them any question that I want. Hopefully, she will answer everything what I will ask. And that's...
No, she will not answer everything.
God, she will. I know she will. I'll be careful. But it's nothing that we cannot talk about.
No.
What you do not like to talk about?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to ask me that question. So, okay, let's talk about everything. Let's see how it goes.
Okay. It's so funny because we have another guest. I just saw a PR lady, Jackie Falcon. She's coming with Dr. Tanya, and seems like we'll be having also psychological help if we have some issues. Oh, and well, I have so many issues. Do you have some issues?
Plenty.
Then maybe we'll get some answers. Okay. Then let me maybe bring them to studio, and maybe I will play Dance and Pray. This is one of my newest songs because I need to take care of guests and bring them to the studio. Okay. Dance and Pray, Alona Europa.
Wings above me to calm me down when you are gone.
dance, and pray. Last time I saw you, why did you break my heart? I am so happy because that's, of course, is a question. And I have in my studio Alexandra. Alexandra, you are an actor. You are not only actor, you have a lot of professions. And we were so happy that we have with us our beautiful Dr. Tanya, and who is psychologist, psychiatrist, helps everybody on every question that we have. And the why did you break my heart? That would be one of the questions that I want to ask, doctor. Yes, will you answer some of my questions that hurt my soul?
I most certainly will.
Okay, then we heard voice of Dr. Tanya, who has a segment on our show. We had like 4 or 5 meetings right now, and I'm really, really happy that you are in studio. And you are not alone in studio. We have with you Jackie, please.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name is Jackie Falcon.
And Jackie Falcon is my friend. Yeah. She is coming from time to time representing actors and representing, of course, a doctor, Tanya, too. And tell me, because you are an actor, but you are also
a publicist.
Publicist. Yes. That's an important person to have, especially when you are in entertainment business. That I think I will start, I will be like, everybody will be asking everybody questions, then we'll focus on a very important segment today. Then, Jackie, you'll be helping me with, okay?
Awesome.
I want really Dr. Tanya to give us everything what she wants to give us and leave us with after today's show. And hopefully we'll have great information and really tight segment together. Because when we are calling, sometimes, you know, my head is like spinning.
You got 100 things going on.
Yeah, 100 things, and I have a guest. And but really, really is nothing better than have a guest in a studio. And that's it. Okay, let's talk to Alexandra Kańska. Hi.
Hello.
You know, you are from Poland originally, and I was talking to you in the lobby of LA Talk Radio. I just tried to introduce my life to yours in very, very 15-minute speed segment. Then in the end, I asked you, would you like to be my friend? And you said, yes. And why I ask you this question? Because I'm alone in Los Angeles as a Polish woman. I am alone with my daughter. And I have Polish friends, but somehow, somewhere, I am not too close with them. Somehow, I have more an American friends, and I have a lot of wonderful friends when it comes to entertainment business, but they're come and go. And, you know, when you are from another country, you have different memories, you have different points of view, you have something that you can share and have. Yes,
absolutely. As for myself, I mean, I do have some Polish friends. I have a lot of American friends, and I have friends truly from all over the world. But majority of my friends, I would say, are European, not necessarily Polish, but from other European countries. There is something to be said about that. But I also like Americans very much, and I've been living here for 27 years.
Yes.
So I've lived here longer than I have lived in Poland. So I feel very American, and I still have that European Slavic soul.
Okay. Then I was introducing you and saying that you are an actor. I really think people need to know how much they know you from many, many roles. It's like I saw you in a few movies and TV shows. I had no idea to know. It's my friend, because we will be friends, personal friends. I really, really believe in that. Then, if I can rewind your life to age of 6, because that's what you post on your website, and mostly I don't know why people start from age of 6, but that's the moment when we start remembering stuff about ourselves. And that's when your career began, yes?
Well, sort of. When I was 6, I lived in Poland. It was a communistic country. And I started my career actually as a singer. Not that I have a very good voice in particular. I mean, it's a very nice voice. And I do a lot of voiceovers, but it's not exactly a singing voice. But I had a lot of charisma and a lot of stage presence. And that was noticed when I was still in kindergarten. And they decided to introduce me as their kid and introduce all the kindergarten kindergarten coming to school. And for some reason, I sang that really catchy song, and everybody, just the entire school went crazy, and I became like this famous kid at school, and everybody knew who I was, and they started putting me in competitions, and I really enjoyed the stage. I enjoyed performing and dancing. But after a while, as I grew older, I realized singing will probably not be my career. So I kind of put my dreams on hold and decided to study and get education. And I didn't go back to creativity and acting until I came to Los Angeles. So even though I gave up on my dreams didn't give up on me. And I wasn't supposed to end up in Los Angeles. I wanted to live in a different city. I end up here by accident, and my whole acting career here started by accident, really.
Okay, you went so fast from age of six to the age of whenever you wind up to live in Los Angeles. I would like to ask you tiny little questions, because we leave baggage behind, and baggage can be heavy, can be beautiful, can be sweet. You have a family in Poland, yes?
Right, right, my entire family.
Yeah, like... this is beautiful, because going back to your country, you really want to have a family there. It's much cooler and warmer to visit everybody who want to hug you and kiss you. And in a funny way, in a sad way, I do not have this anymore. My parents died. My sister died. I have amazing friendships there, memories there. I know for the first time... second time I will be back into Poland with my daughter Natasha, and I think this we decided there would be a happy time, because everybody was dying on us, dying. Mm-hmm. Always something was said, you were going back, I was going back for this reason, to bury somebody or take care of somebody's, and feeling sad, and even the stolen moment of happiness in my own country, I felt guilty for them. Then this is the time right now that we'll be going for 2 weeks, and it's all about we will not be sad. We made this agreement between each other. When you are going back to Poland, outside of being hugged and loved and missed and eating amazing food, are you engaged in entertainment business there? Are you engaging, or you really are here completely?
No, not at all. I mean, I would like to be. I think the entertainment business and creativity is absolutely booming in Poland, and I meet a lot of wonderful creative people, directors and actors and models when they come here to Los Angeles. But like I said, I wasn't in a creative business in Poland. So I was basically there. I was studying, and I started college, and then I just left. So
What did you study?
What did I study? Foreign trade.
Oh, interesting. Good, you have a business head. I love it.
In a way, yes, it's an interesting combination that I have, because besides being an actress, I'm also a court-certified interpreter and a translator in another republic. So it's almost, I am Gemini, so call it a split personality.
Wow.
Part of me is very creative and a bit wild, and part of me is very responsible and very logical and very pragmatic.
Okay, what zodiac? You said you are Gemini. Wow, that's a pretty serious stuff, because giving somebody like you documents and they need to be translated, and we are talking legal stuff, you really need to understand perfectly what you are talking about and put the language.
I am actually very, very good with legal stuff. For me, at some point, it was, do I want to study acting or do I want to go to a law school and be a lawyer? I mean, when you really think about it, somebody asked me, what kind of a lawyer would you like to be? And I said, a trial lawyer, because you go, you present a case. And then there is a part of acting to it. When you stand in front of a jury or a judge, you have to present a case in a very compelling manner. So, yeah.
Okay, then, in Los Angeles, I'm sure dream about becoming an actor didn't pop up right away in your head. What did you do right after when you decided to be in entertainment? You were modeling?
I was basically working in some movie production company, and somebody said, you're very young, you're very pretty, you should think about modeling.
Yeah, you're
like,
tall,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes, and I'm tall. And I was like, oh, okay, modeling. Okay, can I make a living doing that? Yeah. I was never into modeling, really. So I signed up. My very first agency was LA Models, and back then it was also Joan Magnum Agency, which was a big agency in Beverly Hills. They both signed me up right away, and I started working, and... from there, they had a department for models who can act. And I signed up with them. And one day, the agent from the department calls me and says, Alexandra, I know you're just a model, but you get a lot of feedback from casting directors that really like you. They say, there's something about that girl, but you're really green. You don't know what you're doing. I said, well, I have no idea what I'm doing. And she said, have you thought about taking acting classes? And I said, okay, well, do you really think I should? And she said, yes. Wow. She was a lovely, lovely lady.
Now I have this smooth transition. Yes. All this gap, everything is now filled. Now I know what's happening between.
Now we know what's happening.
Okay, you see, but and I'm repeating, you are here alone, which for the independent woman, this is something really, really cool. I think we need to, and we have strong, we are all four ladies here in the studio, right. And we all are very, very strong and independently deciding what we want to do in life. And some people can say, la, 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 you know, you need to have somebody next to you. I am free of these feelings. I missed the part of being married, but I'm not anymore. Mm-hmm. In a way, I discovered myself in the last 4 years that, hey, I can be who I was before, and I can even change myself to think who I really wanted to be, and I couldn't be for many, many years when I was married, and I'm fighting my own demons on my own and going by intuition. You are in a strange country. Mm-hmm. I call this strange. It's not strange. It's a lovely country, but we are both American citizens. Then we call America our home. Mm-hmm. But being alone, we need to say out loud, we are alone, and it's not easy to be not supported by love, family, and just somebody that want to help us when we feel a little down. How did you survive the ups and downs? We'll come back to your career because you have a lot of highlights. Mm-hmm. But I know that the highlights is when we put them on the paper and then one after another. But that time gaps between, mm-hmm. and it's not easy. Then did you feel that your career is going in the right direction? Did you have this moment saying, oh, I will never, ever make it here. How can I survive? How can I pay my bills? What is the next?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I think every artist is going through up and downs, and I have amazing times in my career, and I had times when I wasn't working for a few years for one reason or another. Now I am working again, but I'm in that type of a business, whether it's translating or it's acting, that each week is different, and I have no idea how much work I will have, if I will have any work, but for some reason I always do. Things always happen.
I am the same way.
You have to live day by day.
I am the same way. It's petrifying because you don't have the security of 9-to-5 job over and over. Yours is creative, even translation and notary, everything. This is like knock, knock to door. I need you. And you cannot really predict how many people will need you. The same with being an actor. Okay. But that's exciting because you have something, you know, if not this works. Let's talk about your success story, because that's, I think, people need to look up to the dream. Mm-hmm. And the dream is only happening to me, to people who dream and they work hard and they don't give up. Then tell me, when did you feel that something really good is start happening in your life? Where was the first role that made you believe you can really make a difference in your life by being an actor in America, in Hollywood, in a pretty big movies and big TV shows? How did this happen? When was the first role?
The first role I got was in the movie Three of Hearts. It was with William Baldwin and Sherilyn Fenn and Kelly Lynch. And that was the very first part. That's how I joined SAG. I was the Taft Hartley me to join SAG, which most productions don't want to do. But the director was infatuated with me, and he thought that would be terrific for that part. It was fantastic part. I went on the set and I felt right at home. I thought, this is what I was meant to be like. You know, you go somewhere and you feel like this is it. And that's how I felt. And soon afterwards, I booked my first national commercial. I remember it till today. It was for Bank of America and I played a biker girl. And then I booked a few modeling jobs, and then I started getting a lot of calls. I got a really good agent, and my next movie that I did was an independent movie called The Art of Passion, where I in fact played the lead, and it was in a beautiful location for 4 weeks. And then from there, I transitioned, went to TV, which is actually my favorite thing to do. 1 hour TV, it's what I do the best, what I love the most.
Okay, no, we want to hear the little name drops. We want the titles. And like I said, I'm so excited because obviously we all look a little bit different on a camera. Mm-hmm. But now when I have you, for sure, I know that I saw you. For sure, I was smiling. And sometimes you are playing person who is heavy accented, and that's what people love you for. I think you're really representing us very, very well, then. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Then give us a little names of the TV shows that you were in.
Well, I started in this business in 1992, so I've been in shows that are no longer on air but used to be extremely popular, like Beverly Hills 90210, NYPD Blue, LA Dogs, Pacific Blue. And from my recent jobs that I can say, well, I was on Grimm. It's a terrific show. It is scary.
Oh, gosh. Thank you for sending me this one. I was like, okay. Oh, whoa.
It is a little scary. So it's for people who like scary. But it was a great show, wonderful group of people to work with. I was on Castle. Again, a great show that had an amazing run, very popular, great people to work with. And my most recent part was on Scorpion. And it was very funny because I went in, my agent called me and said, do you think you can go and audition for a Polish translator in UN? That will be your part.
It's my life.
So basically, I look at the sites, I put on my business suit as I would, like I go to court, and I didn't prepare because I didn't have to. I just walked in. And I did what I would do if I went to work. I wasn't acting. I was just being. I booked the job. I walked on the set. And I did exact same thing. And the director just kept on giving me two thumbs up. Didn't say one single word to me. He said, you seem so natural at it. It's like, well, that's
did
who I am.
Did he know that was your business too?
I don't think they did.
I love
it. They thought it was my... I was that good of an actress.
Yes, girl. We like that. That was cool.
So I played an interpreter in the UN. Yes.
Oh, congratulations. And I'm coming back. Okay. Let's maybe give people, or whoever is listening, you never know how many people downloads our show, how many people really listen live. But people can listen to the show over and over. In a few hours, we'll be having our link on LA Talk Radio Accent On page. People, please scroll down or just go to iTunes and just find us there, the podcast. Then we need to leave people with some type of contact for you. We'll be doing two different duty because obviously you are an actor and you have a representation, and obviously you are also a businesswoman and mm-hmm. you have very important business. And I'll be using you, which I'm so, so happy. I will tell people what's going on. But anyway, tell us how we can contact you or whoever wants this unusual, beautiful voice of yours, the gorgeousness, because you are a really good-looking lady, and how they can find you, who they can contact, who is your agent, or whatever.
Well, for acting, my agent is Bayer Kleiman International. Unfortunately, I don't know his phone number from the top of my head. His name is Joel Kleiman. I've been with him for a very long time. He's a great guy. Again, Bayer Kleiman International. You can Google his agency and find the number.
Is this
B-A-I-E-R and then Kleinman.
Okay, wonderful. Then I think, what can I say? This our future will be a lot about people with an accent. I think America, more and more issue with people who are coming from outside into America. And even, of course, our first lady has an accent. And I think we will be up front right now. I think people will make the stand for themselves more and more. And that's what Accent On is about. This show is about people with an accent, people who made a life, successful life in America. And they come from all over. Like you mentioned, you have a lot of friends and happen to are Europeans, not only Polish people, but they all have an accent.
They do, yes. Some stronger than the others. Well, some came here when they were very young or when they were children. So when you come here as a child, you do lose your accent. But I think this country definitely offers a lot of wonderful opportunities, and it's a great country when you want to work for yourself. It's a wonderful country in that aspect. Yeah,
scary for the women, but this is a time for the ladies to stand up for themselves and say, yeah, this is the time that we can do it all. But like I say, it's a little harder people who come from outside India. And we still would like to be like a little bit pat on our heads. Say, you're doing well here, girl. You're doing good.
Well, it's difficult because they're very different cultures. So it's like learning everything from scratch. And from the beginning, the entire system is just set up completely differently than Europe, starting from the health system to everything else. So you just have to learn it from the beginning. But what I... found really positive about it, that when you learn it from scratch, when you don't take it for granted, you understand it better.
And you respect.
And you respect what you have.
Your job and
your
everything
job
what you
and
get.
And your responsibilities.
You're right. And I'm hoping that one day the accented people, they will be not hired only for the roles of accented people. Because when we go on the street, we don't go to the doctor finding out what accent they have. Can they cure me? And I want the accent from Poland that cures me.
Right.
The same in the movies. It's silly for me to just make the storyline filled with people, oh, you have an accent, you'll be representing this part of the world. No, we all are accented people in America. Then let's just not put even accent on an accent. Let's make accent to be part of us here in America.
Absolutely. Make a few phone calls to the studio heads and producers, talk to them about it.
Yes, but this changes right now.
It changes. I mean, most of the time I do play people that are of a specific origin. I play a lot of Russians or any other foreigners. That's true. And occasionally it happens and I just go in and read and they go, well, why not?
Yeah, and that's what we want to eat. Why not? And that's what street speaks like. You know, when you look outside of the window, we have so many wonderful accented people and we feel very comfortable to listen to them. Americans are wonderful when it comes to accent. They have lots of patience. Thank you for that too. Okay, now when it comes to your businesswoman, because this is the part that is so important and so very important for a lot of people who need you. I'm talking to translation and I will be right now submitting my daughter for citizenship of Poland and obviously I'm Polish. She wants to be also Polish and I'm very happy for that. You cannot make somebody want, but she loves my country. Then I will be delivering you all the paperwork. And if somebody who is a Polish person listens to our show, please, we need to know how to find you. I found you because you were translating some guests who came a few months ago for the Polish Film Festival and they didn't speak well English and you were wonderful translating back and forth. You made my life very, very good. But when we want to translate important documents and Polish into English, English into Polish, we have you.
Yes, yes. So
Alexandra.
You can reach me directly at 310-714-3342. You can also go to californiacourts.org, and my name is there under Polish Translators and Interpreters. Also, you can go to the Polish Consulate website, and you can find my name and all my contact information in there as well. I also have my website, www.aleksandrakaniak.com, and my information is there as well.
And, of course, Aleksandra Kaniak is also on my Accent On page, and both of Aleksandras, the actor and the businesswoman is there. Then links are to her websites, to both of them. Then please, whoever needs you, they know how to find you right now.
They do know, yes.
Thank you for right now, and we will turn our heads to somebody who can help us with our problems. And I will say, Jackie, you are here, you're an actor also, and you are also a businesswoman because you are a publicist, you're a PR lady, and you're an actor. Then you learn how to do all or both because you need it or because you chose to?
I think a little bit of both. You know, with acting, I absolutely love it. I'm not near as reputable as you are. I've done as many things as that you've done, but I have done a few things that I really felt so good about.
Okay.
The acting world.
Give it to us.
Yeah, I mean, I've done some commercials, some national commercials for like McDonald's and. I also did a bank as well in San Antonio, and I used to work on air for Channel 5 in San Antonio, Texas for Ken's 5 TV station, CBS affiliate, and I did the traffic in the morning show.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you know what? I have this terrible anxiety. Terrible anxiety. So I get stage fright like you would not believe, and so I get extremely nervous, and thank goodness.
Yay!
I met
what
this woman over here.
And that's why we understand right now
why
you represent also Dr.
Yeah, Tanya. I represent her. She's the one who pushed me into PR. So She's the one who was like, you don't need to work for a company. You can do this on your own, you know.
Doctor.
And so she's the person behind that
you know, in a
told
way,
me I could do it. I would argue with her. I'd be like, no, I can't. She's like, yes, you can.
Now I'm putting you in a hot seat, Jackie.
Yeah.
Please, you will make my life so easy today. And also, I just want to put an accent on who a doctor is. All the best, because you are her, I don't want to say patient, but in a
she
way, we all
me.
Are her
I have
patient.
To say, she really
yes,
helped
that
me.
I think, doctor, will this be okay if Jackie will continue the interview on Accent On?
Sure.
I
sure.
think, and I will be trying to ask some questions, hopefully, too, the same Alexandra. Hey, we have something that we want to ask doctor. But I think doctor require from Accent On completely, like, Accent On her and what she's doing, what she really wants to help us with, how we can find her and go, Jackie.
Okay. Well, okay.
Boy, I lost my job.
So, Dr. Gilbert is, you know, she's an amazing woman. I met her about, I'd say, almost 6 years ago now. And I can give her credit, and I don't mind saying this. She saved my life. You know, I worked as her assistant as well. And, you know, I deal with anxiety, so everybody sort of has the different things that they have, but I think anxiety is sort of the beginning of it for most people. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's correct, Dr. Gilbert?
Well, I think anxiety is the outcome. It's not
right.
the beginning.
Mm, okay.
It's usually where most people land is on the spectrum of anxiety.
Yeah, so I had this just massive anxiety and was getting panic attacks on, you know, daily throughout the day, and to where I wasn't comfortable being on stage or on camera especially, and I started working with her, and she really just helped me and explained to me what anxiety was and what I needed to do to combat it, and even helped me and finding a route that I could do to kind of go against this anxiety and continue to fight this good fight against it. And public relations was something that I've naturally always been good at, having ideas for what people could do. And she put it in my head that I could do this, you know, that I could do marketing, you know, and she told me I had a head for marketing. And so I ended up getting a job at a firm and not thinking I could do it because I had zero experience. And she was the voice in my ear telling me, yes, you can.
Wow.
Yes, you can, you know. And then she, after a year there, she told me, you know, you can do this on your own. You know, you don't even, you could make money on your own. I said, there's no way. You know, people have to be a professional for like at least 10 years. And she said, no, you can do this now. And I listened to her and I took the step and went on my own about 2 years ago, and I've never looked back.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's incredible.
Okay, yeah. Doctor, if you can explain, because you have the testimonial, the best testimonial coming from your patient or friend right now, and lady who is really next to you working, helping you with anything that you need probably. But if I can ask you a question, who is Dr. Tanya? How you will be explaining to all of our listeners, because they need to reach to you, they need to know what they can expect from you and how they can find you. Then could you give us, in your own words, who is Dr. Tanya?
I don't want to sound cliche-ish or anything, but Dr. Tanya is every woman. I'm accent on, I'm an actor, even though I haven't never did movies or anything, but I have to act sometimes in the work that I do because people come and sit before me and say some things and I want to jump out my seat, but I have to hold my lid and go, oh, really?
Wow.
So,
right.
And I have to do a lot of, you know, marketing and promoting myself. I'm single mom, independent woman, black woman in America. And even as you all were talking, today about what is Accent On and, you know, being here and being immigrants and being, you know, from another country, what it just goes into some of what I've been working continuously with the state of our country now, you know, even as we speak today, you know, And America is of many voices and in many accents. I'm not one to get into politics because I think each is own and you do whatever. But right now, it's not even about the politics. It's about the behaviors. And
very smart line. Is about behaviors. That's a very, very smart line.
Well, it is. It's about behaviors. We all
How
have our own behaviors.
People can understand that they behave sometimes wrong.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't believe there is a wrong behavior. I just don't believe in that. I do believe in misbehaving.
That's
but
cool.
I don't believe, well, you know, they say the alternative truth. Is that the new term now?
That's cool.
But I believe you can misbehave, but I don't believe in wrong behavior. Okay. And misbehaving is about asking for something that you don't have language for. So, and that's what our president is doing. He's misbehaving. He's definitely misbehaving.
Then why so many people allowed him to misbehave? And now his misbehaving is practically our life.
I can't answer why people allow him to, because he's also, and that's why I say I don't believe in wrong behavior.
Yes.
He's fulfilling the needs of some as well as he's not of others. And it goes into this thing that we were just talking about, anxiety.
Yeah.
And right now, the state of our entire union, I say it's the union because there's so many people here in America, is running off of fear. One hand is fear and the other side is angry. And some are both. And when you put fear and anger together or separate, you get anxiety.
Yeah, election. We had a problem.
Well, anxiety in living right now.
Think that politics that we are living in create anxiety in us, or we as a people who live in this country create anxiety and put on our shoulder where the anxiety doesn't exist really? Because this could be in our heads. And even is this TV, is this the message, that is this press, what makes I so anxious and scared and misbehave?
Well, let me just say this. Anxiety and fear are normal responses. We cannot live without either one. Our ancestors survived from fear and anxiety. It taught them, should I leave or should I stay?
Yeah.
However, because we don't live under those same conditions, our signals tend to get a little short-circuited because we're not aware that we are actually living in fear and anxiety every day. And what happens with it is we misinterpret our environment. And that's where the fear comes from, misinterpreting your environment. And fear and anger is coming from not the exact same place in the brain, but they work together in our brain. It just works together. And what happens is when you can't make sense of what you think should be, to what is, then you have this faulted or flawed reality.
No, somebody needs to help us to get out of this problem.
Well, we have to help ourselves.
Okay.
We have to help
ourselves.
No,
we need you too, because, you know, somebody needs to tell us how can we help ourselves without the how of you.
We have to understand it. We have to understand it, you know. And I wrote down a little thing because I'm doing a lot of work in my practice right now with fear and anxiety. Ever since the elections, it's just like everyone's everything went into anxiety, severe anxiety, just based on the environment that we're living in right now. So when I have a couple acronyms that I use for fear, and the one that we're living in the state of, when you don't get help or you don't recognize it, the F is for flawed. Flawed is blemished, misled, mistake, contaminated. So right now, our environment is contaminated. is flawed.
I have a question for you then. Do you also think that what contributes to our anxiety, and I've been affected by this election just like everybody mm-hmm. else, is that fear of complete unknown and the instability of not knowing what's going to happen next? Every day seems like there is something new coming up, unpredictable, that unpredictability, that instability that we are experiencing right now.
Well, that's actually what fear is. See, fear and anxiety, I mean, fear and anger, I keep saying anxiety because the way we respond to it is anxious, and that's anxiety. But fear and anger both comes from the same place of a lack of control, mm-hmm. of
yes.
fear of a loss Smart. Of control of something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so in our mind, we think the worst things are going to happen because we feel we don't have control. Mm-hmm. And how we lose the control, and this is what I invite folks to do, come back to yourself. You know, come out of the White House, come out of the airport, come. And when I say come out, I'm not speaking in no means by not being an activist and supporting the cause, because I truly believe in that. But I mean, come out of it in your head. Mm-hmm. You know, come back to yourself and do an evaluation of who you are, where you are, what's happening to you in your own personal space at that particular time. And once you have a reality check mm-hmm. of everything right here, right now, with me, is okay, then it allows you to embrace and accept what's happening in the White House and what's happening at the airport and You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and that's, you can't control those things, but you control your own personal environment.
Yes, mm-hmm. you're right. This is like people say, you need to first clean your home.
Yeah, clean your own house.
Clean your home. That means come back to your, I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel very uncomfortable when I have stuff on my table, and I always mm-hmm. have lots of stuff on my table, junk, you know, like mm-hmm. paperwork and this. And people say, yeah, clutter makes mm-hmm. you really unhappy. And I know that.
But same clutter in our heads that we have
yes.
on our desk.
Yes, you're you know? Right. And then when I have one day a week when everything is like clean, I'm so happy. But then clutter comes back and I am bringing anxiety of things that
exactly.
I know I'm supposed to do. And then turn on TV, mm-hmm. boo, let's not do that anymore, because that's what drives us crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's like yin and yang. Sometimes you want to believe what you are against. Mm-hmm. But you also want to give somebody the chance to prove that maybe a lot of things can be improved, maybe a lot of things can be better mm-hmm. than your reality say, oh, no, will never happen. Then it's like the politics are really tough, and now travels, now mm-hmm. in a problem with what we see today on TV, with mm-hmm. people being locked on airports and this, and mm-hmm. it's not only affecting humans who want to move from country to country, the people who always
it's affecting
are
affecting everyone,
everybody, mm-hmm. and even this message, because we both, Alexandra mm-hmm. and myself, we are coming from a country, then one day we woke up and we have tanks on the street mm-hmm. and our country day before was normal, like in America we had mm-hmm. beautiful European country with beautiful clothes mm-hmm. and nice shops, and next morning after you know solidarity mm-hmm. War, that really we had only vinegar in the stores in 24 mm-hmm. hours. We had like nothing, and mm-hmm. we had no power to do anything about it.
But you do have power, and that's where your fear and your anger come in. It's because you believe that you don't have any power. There's no such thing as you don't have any power. As long as you're breathing, you have power.
No, we know. Polish people change the look of the whole world when it comes to Berlin Wall and everything.
We it took really 10 years.
Yeah, the 10 years from mm-hmm. being maybe mm-hmm. submissive to really understanding that we have a power. Everybody mm-hmm. has a saying, and I think Americans have a saying mm-hmm. too. This is a very smart country. But yeah, come back to the fear.
Well, I'm speaking, you know, when I talk about power, we as humans, I don't care what country you come from, I don't care if you're male or female, and actually what age you are, we are conditioned to surrender our power. We're conditioned to surrender our power from birth. So
wow.
we have to become aware, of what is going on with ourselves and our personal space through acceptance and not judging and seeing all the sides of whatever it is could be. And if you can do that, then everybody can coexist, you know, and it can be kind of an optimal place to be. But everyone appears to push their own agendas. And if you don't accept my agenda, then you're wrong. And so that's where a lot of this power play is coming in. Just like the song you were playing when we opened up today, you know, about Break My Heart. Yeah. Well, I just beg to say, no one break your heart. You kind of disappoint yourself because you surrender your power. And
I love you, Doctor.
You just think that person, that's you give them the responsibility of taking care of you. You make that their problem when if you keep it to yourself, then you don't have to worry about your heart being broken. Now, that doesn't mean I've never had a broken heart. That's how I got so smart, you know.
Doctor, we need you for like 100 hours of accent on that because we want to help women to not have a broken heart.
I just
want
to
say
one thing, and it's something that I live by, and I try to encourage other folks to live by, and especially in what we're living in right now, currently in our current conditions. We're always, they say, do your best, be your best. And I'm always saying being your best is not preparing for the worst. See, when someone say be your best, you think you're preparing, oh, I got to be ready and strong because the ceiling is going to fall. No, be your best. So being your best is not preparing for the worst. It is standing and starting from right where you are, using what you have to create the world you want to live in.
Wow.
And that's what I do. So, no, I don't agree with a lot of things the president say, but I still got to figure out how to eat today.
Yes, it's our lives. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm still wondering, you know, how his actions have stopped the food from coming on the table.
Yeah.
But again, you have to start from somewhere. You start from right here where you are, and then you just continue to move forward and try to do it in an accepting, non-judgmental way and don't misbehave.
Huh.
You know.
Doctor, that's why I love you in the studio. You are amazing. First, I listen much better to everything what you say. And it's like one segment of what you are saying directs us to another one. We really went very like around for the big problems that we have right now and the feeling anxiety where it comes from. Mm-hmm. But really you took this back to our home. Then you took back to the woman's power, how we can change. It's the business that you are in is amazing. You know, I cannot even imagine what is in your head every morning when you have people who come to your door and they have different issues. It's not only anxiety, it's not only stress, but probably your clients have so many, many more issues. And I would like to know if more is in women's life problems or guys have equally, is it 50-50 or really ladies are more of in trouble right now?
Well, you know, because they say we as females are emotional beings.
Yeah.
So we deal with a lot more outwardly emotional concerns. Men have a tendency, because the way we've been conditioned, to hold on to things and hold them in. So when it comes to, I have lots of clients, I call them clients, I don't have patients. Patients say somebody is sick. I'm not a surgeon.
Okay.
So I'm not fixing someone that's sick. I help people heal. You know, I'm a healer. You know, I'm a mental health professional. I know you think I'm everything, but I'm a mental health professional. I'm a healer. I'm a CEO of a nonprofit organization.
You're everything.
Exactly. So, but all of my work interchanged with, you know, with itself. And men come in with more severe mental health problems like schizophrenia, you know, and things like that, where women come in with more anxiety and depression, and because we are trying to work and balance life. Now, I can't tell you who has the most anxiety and the most mental health. There's a lot of statistics out, but I'm not looking for that either. I'm just there waiting on you to come to me if you want help, I'm give you the best of me to try to help you.
How we can contact you? How we can find you?
Well, you can contact me. My phone number is 818-963-9293. I have offices throughout Los Angeles County. And I also provide home visits, and we also go into nursing facilities. And I say we, I work with a group of other mental health professionals. It's a group practice. And we take Medicare, we take Medi-Cal insurance. And I'm also, like I said, CEO and the founder of TSA Center for Change, which is a private nonprofit organization. And we provide services to women to promote healing and self-efficacy towards living their personal and professional best.
Thank you so much. I really hope we'll be having chance from time to time to have you in the studio, because I swear to God, I just love to have you here next to me, and it's just a pleasure to listen to you.
You can always find me on YouTube at In the Moment with Dr. Tanya, Facebook, In the Moment with Dr. Tanya. You can pretty much just type in Dr. Tanya, and I'll just kind of pop up wherever you are.
Thank you so much for today, and hopefully we all will see each other very, very soon.
Yes, and thank you so much.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.